So the Alliance of American Football, and I want you to be honest, how much have you been watching now? Now, we saw ratings not too bad. I got to tell you, the ratings aren't that bad. And again, as we discussed on this show last week and the first week, I am not one to tell you what to like, what not to like. And I used to be, I raised my hand, I used to be that guy. Well, you should like this. You should like this. It's great. But I don't tend to talk, I don't talk about AAA baseball. I don't talk about AA baseball. I don't talk about the D League and basketball. So I have no idea why the devotion to talking about the Alliance of American Football. There's nothing that interesting to talk about except the fact that there's a lot of, well, dishonest conversation going on right now. And what it seems to be about is that no one understands, a lot of sports radio hosts don't understand business. They don't understand the world of business. Coming out of the business world and not coming into radio till I was 33 full time, a completely different atmosphere for me. When we talk about issues of venture capital and business and things like that, it's right in my wheelhouse. I remember my lifestyle. I remember life in the business world. And I've seen people trying to make excuses for the Alliance of American Football and all the problems that they've had launching this sport. They had to go to Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon to give them a $250 million commitment when he was then made the new chairman of the board of the Alliance of American Football. Folks, I've heard sports radio hosts try to spin to you. Oh, well, this is common. This isn't that big a deal. This is something they've been working on for a long time, trying to get him involved. Yes, there were conversations about getting him involved. If you think that an American business, an American corporation goes out and gets an infusion of $250 million after their first week and then appoints that person the chairman of their board, if you think that is normal practice, and more importantly, if you think that is good business practice, I am really, really glad you're not running any corporation that I invest in. Because when I hear hosts talk about it, oh, it's no big deal. $250 million is a drop in the bucket to these guys. And he just wants to get it on the ground floor. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong. Wrong, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. The Alliance of American Football has had a lot of bumps in the road to start. It's okay. It's okay. You try to launch any venture, there's going to be bumps in the road. You saw where the Orlando Apollos have to practice out of state because of rules involved with their insurance that obviously weren't covered properly. Folks, wherever way you want to spin it, this is amateur hour stuff. Amateur hour. This is stuff where you say, who was crossing the T's and dotting the I's to rush this product onto the American landscape? Who was doing this? And what was the agenda to rush, to rush, to rush? I know what the agenda was, and you do too. Because a man who actually understands American business really, really well, who I promise you won't have these problems, Vince McMahon's launching the XFL next year. Relaunching it, I should say. And what I can tell you is, I don't know what the product's going to be like. But I can assure you, they won't have this amateur hour stuff of players not being properly insured, of going out and needing $250 million to be able to handle their payroll situation, and going out and saying, hey, you give us $250 million, we'll make you the chairman of the board. Yeah, we got a job. We got a job waiting for you and a job title waiting for you. Folks, that's the way he protects his investment. That's the way he sees his $250 million hopefully not go right down the toilet. So whether you like it or not, that's up to you. But the Alliance of American Football, it has been a cluster. I'm not adding any other words to that. It's been a cluster. Do not accept any other explanations as to, oh, well, these are growing pains and this happens in all kinds. No, it doesn't. So don't fall for it.